Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Ashley Rose, founder and CEO at Living Security, a scalable online platform that delivers game-changing cybersecurity education and training through unique and fun storylines and mini-games. To learn more about Living Security, visit livingsecurity.com. Ashley, welcome. Great to have you with us again.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So, Ashley, the last time we spoke, you said security awareness was broken. Have you and Living Security fixed it?
Well, let me talk to you a little bit about what's going on now. As you may know, October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So right now, today, and all month, we've had thousands and thousands of users that are engaging with cybersecurity in a way that they've never done before. And guess what, Steve? They're opting in to cybersecurity training. So those broken pieces of security, the ones that are just in place to check that box that we talk a lot about, they fail to take people and culture into consideration. They're being replaced this month with engaging, fun, and memorable experiences. I grabbed a quote from an email I got the other day. It's from one of our Fortune 200 pharmaceutical clients who sent us a note, and it said, "Our biggest complaint from users is that they want more sessions. Everybody loves this." So hopefully that tells you something, but you know, our users are happy. We as program owners are being successful, and we're repairing our relationship with users by bringing in an experience that they really enjoy and they learn from. So now it's time to shift our focus from to the broken pieces that affected the business by going beyond security awareness as a program. We need to start addressing this as a core security problem for the organization.
So that was really fast. I'm surprised, but then again, I'm not so surprised because we've been tracking Living Security. I mean, you get great feedback. The company's been growing very quickly. Tell us more. Where do we go from here?
I'm glad that you asked. So human risk management. This is how Living Security is looking toward the future in mindset and capability. Security awareness and training programs, they've generally targeted human risk. Traditional risk management is an assessment of risk in the strategic context of the business, followed by actions to accept, ignore, transfer, or mitigate. We need to combine these two elements to aggregate and elevate the programmatic metrics associated with security awareness programs and to illuminate human risk within a given organization.
So, Ashley, haven't we really been targeting human risk this whole time?
Well, theoretically, yes. Traditional security awareness, the traditional approach to security awareness has always been intended to address human risk through an abundance of activity-driven metrics. Some of these you're most likely familiar with: compliance, awareness, engagement, communications, events, and gamification. So these are really all excellent programs that we help our customers build and refine, accomplishing a tremendous amount of important work. But the metrics don't align to address business risk without anecdotes and qualitative discussion. So adding all that work together implies risk reduction, but doesn't accurately measure it. When your data doesn't tell an effective story, you can't possibly measure programmatic return on investment. If you can't measure ROI, you're constantly the kid table at Thanksgiving, trying to fight for leftover budget when you deserve the leg and the crispy skin on top of the breast. In order for training, yeah, I just throw that one in there. Thanksgiving's coming up. In order for training program metrics to correlate with operational security data, program owners need automation and data transparency, and that's what we're working on.
So Ashley knows how to entertain. If anyone hasn't seen the last video about the Twitter hack, we got great feedback. So it's okay. That's what you do. You entertain. That's why people enjoy the Living Security content. So let me guess, insofar as targeting human risk, you and Living Security have a plan.
Yeah, so let me introduce you to something we're working on. It's a solution for this that we're calling Unify. It's the next evolution of our program and where we believe security awareness as an industry is headed as a whole. So Steve, let me give you a little recap of kind of where we stand as an industry. Security awareness is the only remaining major component of a security program that remains unintegrated. So every other component, from threat intel and vulnerability management to incident response and board compliance committee reporting, are integrated and managed by central SIEMs and SOAR type platforms. So the security awareness platforms don't integrate with these tools. that are really central to managing security in real time. Instead, these platforms are still operating on an annual and semi-annual compliance cycle. So we believe that through our integrated platform, we can better personalize the Human Security Awareness Program by connecting external threats to specific groups within a company with specific timing to how the company responds. So the who, what, when, and why. We believe that just-in-time human awareness intervention is equivalent of preparing for an environmental disaster like a tornado. I'm just going to add on, I grew up in Michigan. I'm used to this type of response. You know, tornado sirens are going off and we're running into, you know, the closet with no windows. So the sirens go off and you take an action to prevent an emergency. When the company enters critical periods, the systems should automatically deploy the correct training to the most vulnerable populations. This kind of predictive security awareness is integrated into the rest of the security suite within the company, and they can work together to make the biggest impact on security risk. And then, you know, just a couple benefits that we're calling out for program owners: resource justification, clear prioritization, and the elevation of the conversation to a core security problem, all while still delighting our users with engaging and memorable experiences.
So the sirens are going off in my head, just in time, human awareness. We haven't heard that before. That's definitely new for the industry. So what happens now, Ashley, and how does our audience learn more?
So I am super excited. I'd be happy to continue the discussion of how we can help. They can email me directly or the team at info@livingsecurity.com or check out our website, livingsecurity.com. This is really a truly exciting time for our industry. We're working with early adopters, clients that are ahead of the curve, and they're helping to bring us and our entire industry, the entire security awareness space and security as a whole, to the next level.
That's very exciting. Looking forward to hearing more. I want to pivot. I want to ask you about something else before you go. Living Security is Family First, which provides free tools, content, and resources for families to help keep kids safe online, something I'm very sensitive to, no matter who you are in security. So many of us have kids. What is it all about?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So Family First is a program that's really close to my heart. I'm a mom of three kids. And my personal circumstances, especially through the pandemic where my kids, you know, were at home and they're spending more time online, it's really an overwhelming amount of time to compared to where we were, you know, post-COVID. And it can be really overwhelming for people, especially that don't come from our space, to figure out where is the right information? How do I protect my family? So our team got together. We decided to launch a three-part series for Security Awareness Month aimed at families. We have three topics: keeping kids safe online, social media safety, and safety when gaming. And these are the top of mind issues for today's parents. We created short public service announcements, actually wrote by my oldest daughter with a little bit of help from mom and dad. And we're hosting public webinars with industry experts throughout the month, as well as a free resource page on our site. And so it's all available. You can head to livingsecurity.com/family. You can get access to all of our free public service announcements and as well as sign up for the webinars. And just later, I think about a week from now, we'll be holding our next one on social media safety. And we all know, you know, the risks and threats and dangers that are posed to our children on social media. So it's going to be a good one.
Well, you just picked up six more users. I have six kids. They'll tell a lot of people. My wife and I will. So great to know about that. Thank you.
Yeah, Steve, I'll send you some shirts. We've got some shirts for Family First that we've created.
Awesome. I'll wear one on our next podcast.
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Visit us on the web at cybercrimemagazine.com. Joining us today was Ashley Rose, founder and CEO at Living Security, a scalable online platform that delivers game-changing cybersecurity education and training through unique and fun storylines and minigames. To learn more about our sponsor, Living Security, visit livingsecurity.com.